It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Divas That Care Network. And if this is your first time joining, a special warm welcome to you. And I'd like to ask you, dear listeners, what can you think of that can take someone to a state of bliss and connect our hearts and minds? What is subtle but yet has the potential to transform our health and emotions? Well, really, when it comes down to it, this can transform our overall well-being. And what can have lasting benefits awake or while we're asleep? So join me for another inspirational episode of Words That Work. I'm your host, Naomi McDonald. And my guest today, PhD psychologist and owner of Singing Bowls of the Rockies, will answer these questions and many, many more. So, Gigi, welcome.
Hello, Naomi. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am honored to be here with you in Divas and when being interviewed by a person with high spiritual intense like you, and thank you.
Yes, and Gigi, you know, I just think you're absolutely amazing and a pioneer in the art of singing bowls and sound baths. So
thank
could you.
You
take just a minute and tell us a little bit about you and how you got started doing what you're doing?
Sure. I was a professor at a grad school of psychology and have my private practice as well when sound bath came to me just like a gift. And I get very intrigued by it since my first experience. I just lay down there and at the end of 1 hour, I said, oh, wow, this is incredible. How many sessions in psychotherapy, you know, you take for to bring out so much without saying a word, right? Just by lying down and closing my eyes. So I want to learn more and I want to learn more. So I get a training, and that person was actually a teacher with many years of experience. And he taught me and I get my certification eventually. Was a lot of work, and I never stopped. He is still my mentor, and I am so grateful and blessed to have, you know, that experience and that this person came to my life, and this is what I do today. Transit from psychology. Not that I do not use what I know. I'm so blessed to have the knowledge I have in psychology that I apply to the sound bath experiences, and it has been an incredible journey.
That is an incredible journey, and something that you said is so vital and important is that, and it answers really one of my questions in my introduction, is that sound and the qualities of sound can affect us, even though it can be very, very subtle, so profoundly that it can take us to a state of wholeness and wellness, sometimes even faster than psychology can. And I think that's because we're working in two different realms, and that's such a blessing mm-hmm. for you because you have the knowledge, but yet as far as psychology goes, but have also studied and learned and taken yourself to the place where you can use sound to help people's overall well-being too. So when we say that, I think the term I've heard a lot is a sound bath. Can you describe what a sound bath is?
Yeah, the term can be, today we use a lot, they know they're using sound medicine, sound healing, sound therapy, sound bath, sound journey. You know, it all end up on you lying down, closing your eyes, taking deep breaths, and listening sounds coming from healing instruments with different notes, different vibrations, such as the most common and famous are the singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, and now we have the crystal singing bowls. But in my case, I use quartzophone, which is a crystal harp that is amazing, this pure sound, gongs, shrines, xylophone, handpan, even the guitar. I play with an amazing guitar player, and we just weave everything together. I have like over 150 instruments on my sound bath, and which I said that's a really, people say it's a really sound bath because you are experience all those notes and vibrations. But what is very interesting is that those notes together, they create a third note, right, that we perhaps you would not be able to hear, that is very low and below our capability to hear it, to be conscious. But those notes are the most healing notes they have been finding, that those low notes are so healing and relaxing, and we are not even conscious that we are hearing them. Did I answer your question?
Wow. Well, and that is another answer to one of my questions is what can be of benefit regardless of whether we're awake or asleep? But our hearing, our ears never sleep. So they are constantly receiving sound from without and affecting us subliminally. And so are there different, if someone comes to you and has a particular issue or an intention they wish to work on, would you say a different set of instruments according to their intention for the day?
Well, that's very interesting because what is found is that what our body and our whole system, body, mind, and spirit need, it will observe it, and what it doesn't need is just ignore it. And that's why I create this huge array of possibilities, because even intention is very important, right? The frequency plus the intention is the healing. So, yes, everybody comes with an intention, and that's, you know, halfway. However, our body and mind may be the intention if they're working, but maybe that is something you need even more, right? So, when I play everything, it goes some frequency, some vibration, you go and get together with that vibration frequency of the intent, all right? But if the person, in fact, needs something else, sometimes some people come with one intention and something much deeper than what that comes out to them. So it's important to have the intention, but I cannot create a frequency that you match that intention in purpose. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. So
yes. So they are exposed to all the frequencies and what is there matching with the intent is what they are going to observe.
That's amazing. And that also I have a little personal story. My very first sound bath, and I, you know, I did set an intention. I just can't see my way forward. And the sound bath was lovely. It was just wonderful, and I was so relaxed when I left, and I didn't really think too much about it other than I thought to myself, I just had a very nice experience. But a couple days later, I rubbed my eye that had a far distance seeing contact in it, and when it popped out, I could see better. And I thought, oh my goodness. And so we really never know what to expect or what might be the benefit of the frequency that your body needs at a time.
Absolutely, yes. And it's interesting what you said, because I tell people when, at the end of the sessions, your session may be starting here and not ending here now, because you may get thoughts from your body, mind, and spirit that you even didn't expect. And maybe you'll be later today, tomorrow, a month from now. And I encourage people to journey, you know, to have that journal, then write it down, because later things start making sense. It's kind of open up a window for you to see what you haven't seen before. That's just, you know, one of the experiences people can have, but that is, each person is different, and each time you experience a sound bath, you're going to have a totally different experience. It's whatever you need that day, and you are ready to receive that day. So it's this magical thing that fortunately science today is validating what the ancient knew already, that sound are very powerful and can do amazing. It can be amazing to our whole system. And, you know, it's a beautiful, vast experience that we can have in the sound bath.
You know, it is a beautiful experience. And there has to be a reason that there are more and more people that are searching for ways to help others, and sound center, sound bath, vibrational healing are becoming more widespread and more well known all the time. So if someone did, you know, one of our wonderful listeners said, that sounds really good, I would like to experience that. How would they go about finding someone in their area?
Well, it's pretty much like everything else, Naomi. You have to Google it, study it yourself, see who is doing it. I think the provider, knowing the background of the provider, and it's very important, talking to other people who have the experience with that person, because it's many people doing it, but some people just getting the balls and doing it, you know, without understanding the deepness of the sound and what it can do, and even knowing the reaction that people can have from the sound bath and how to deal with that. So it's very important that you do your research and feel comfortable and safe in that place. Safety is very important. You have to feel safe with the person, with the environment, so you can just relax and allow for the magic to happen, right? That's, I think, is the best I can say about how to find the right person, is really doing your research and feeling safe and confident that you are in the right place.
Yes. And that's just wonderful advice. And your environment with all of its instruments is so absolutely beautiful. But another aspect of a group sound bath would be meeting others with the same interests. I think that would just be a wonderful benefit to be around others and hear others and their stories and their experiences.
You mean during the sound bath?
Yes. You know, after a sound bath in a group,
yes.
Then people get to share what they felt like and what, you know, their experience was through the sound and the music and the instruments.
Yes, yes, absolutely. The way I do it and that I found that's powerful and works is I start with the introduction, right, of myself and the sound bath, and I ask people to introduce themselves to and say anything they feel safe to, the intention or nothing if they don't want to, right, if they don't feel mm-hmm. safe to, but give them the opportunity to kind of connect with each other at one level. So when they lie down on the mat and they close their eyes, they kind of already know I know this person here, and they feel like a family. We realize that we are all in the same boat, the same intentions. We are all in the world to heal something or to feel good or to let go, you know, and then it feels like home. So you lie down, and then I do the sound bath for 60, 70 minutes I play, and at the end I give the same opportunity for people to come back, debrief, ask questions, share anything that's right for them and they feel like. And I also offer integration. Anybody can call me, text me anytime after the sessions if they wish to. And, you know, it's we are there for each other, right? We are, as a sound healer, well, not sound healer, because I think we are all healers. Everybody is healing. The best healers are the one inside of ourselves. But the sound provider, you know, our job is to hold a space, a safe space to the people who come to us. And, you know, and everybody is there to grow and bring in their own intention to enjoy. It can be a very joyful experience. It can also be emotional, spiritual. It can be anything. As long as we provide that space, you know, anything can happen to the benefit of the attendees.
You know, that is so fabulous. So whether it would be your first time or you've had experiences before, it's welcoming and comfortable, and they can feel safe in the environment, and that is an absolutely beautiful thing. But many of my podcasts are related to animals, and
uh-huh.
our animals are, you know, they have physical bodies too, and what we're doing is we're bringing through instruments balance and vibration. And so I would think that sound could be very beneficial to our pets also. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, it has been, it's just like for us, right? People now is awakening to something that's from the ancient, you know, people knew already is beneficial for us, but the animal kingdom as well. And they found that dogs actually know instinctively how much they need of it and how much they can benefit from it. They come and lie down there and listen to it very deeply, relax, sounds like. And then when they feel they had enough, they walk away. And then if they feel they need it again, they come back. So it's amazing. I wish we had that ability, you know, to know too. But they found that the dogs actually do know when they are they need it and when they're getting the benefit and leave. And I had that experience with the horse. We're doing it with the horses. And the horses did the same thing. They would come and stay there and really look like they were into it, you know, and even stretching and getting that. And then they come back and walk away. And then they would come back to the sounds. So I truly believe that, I don't know if all the animals, but at least the dogs and the horses, to me, seem like they do get something from it. And I don't think they get hurt because, right, they could walk away if they don't feel like, oh, this is not good, not feeling good here.
Right, right. And that's a wonderful thing. We could have a sound bath for ourselves and for our pets. And so that takes me to another place, is that I know that a lot of vibrational healing can be done, you know, long distance. And you can, like you said, you can Google or go to YouTube and hear singing bowls and balancing and different instruments that are playing. Is there a difference between what you might call a recorded sound versus an in-person sound?
What is found is that you can get the benefit of the long distance, you know, recording, if you have good earphones and you are listening something that you are enjoying and you feel the effects in it, you know, you just feel like, oh, this takes me away. You really get the benefit as well. In person, you're feeling those vibrations, you know, you feel all the tingling on your body. You feel this energy coming. It's the whole body is getting into immersed in that sound and vibration. So I think you cannot compare them, but you can get the benefit from both of them. Either way is beneficial. All right?
Okay.
And like I say, yes. So nothing is for everybody, and, you know, sounds cannot replace the traditional medical treatments and all of that. Is a compliment that's worth a try. It's hard to explain, but easy to experience. Everything is vibration. Everything. Everyone is unique, and you experience it differently. But it's worth to try.
Right, right. And really, our bodies know what wholeness is. It knows what, you know, perfect health and happy relationships are. And so in a way, what it feels like what you're doing is just using sound to reawaken and realign what our bodies already know.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it can improve our mental, physical, and spiritual health. It can, you know, balance our frequencies, right, and our own vibrations, and balance our energy, restore our harmony, and releasing stagnant energy that's in our bodies, like trauma, stress, energy releases stress, and many more benefits that they keep finding every day, which is really amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. And so, if someone wanted to contact you, how would they, what is your information? And we'll give them just a minute if they would even like to write that down, or they can go to the Divas That Care website and your information will be there. But tell us, how would someone get a hold of you?
Yes, if anybody listening to this and like to know more, please feel free to call me, text me at 719-464-3444, or go to my website. All the information is there, and contact at singingbowlsoftherockies.com. And, yes, I'll be so happy to hear from anybody or to answer any further question, as our time is limited here, right?
Right, right. And there is so much more to learn about our bodies and how they operate in sound and inner sound And so I would love to have you back again, and we can go into more details. Definitely, we will schedule another show around vibrational sound healing. And I
Absolutely.
Would really, yes, yes. And I would like to thank the Divas That Care Network for having that care for women that get together doing a show for women, for the benefit of women. And it is absolutely amazing. And I feel so blessed to be a part of it. And each and every one of you that have joined us today, I thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And until next time, namaste. I'm Naomi McDonald. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.